Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, somebody charged the purchase to my card without my authorization.
Okay. Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
35215.
35215.
Yeah.
And your name?
Lewis Horn.
I didn't quite hear that name.
Lewis Horn.
Lewis Horn. And when was this short? Oh, here we go.
Tonight.
Verify the shipping address for me.
600 Camp Circle. Unload.
A few seconds here, still loading up, just bear with me.
For what?
All right, I do see here, this is for our tablet and our tablet smart health planner. And how can I help you with this?
I didn't authorize the purchase or none of it, so that's why I was calling to try to figure out why I was getting charged for something I didn't buy or purchase or anything like that.
Do you remember getting a tablet paying shipping and handling? Well, starting a trial for a tablet paying shipping and handling for $7.95. And I do see here this account start as a trial. You don't remember doing that?
Nope.
Okay.
You're about the fourth person that I've had to call with charges getting charged to my account from a car that I haven't made.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, what we do here in the fraud department, we can put this under a fraud investigation, whereas that we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is coming from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we offer a courtesy refund amount of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
I didn't order it, but I ain't even got nothing in the mail statement. And the lady was saying, she's like, well, it looked like somebody just did it today. I was like, well, I don't see how anybody's going to do it today because I hadn't been online, hadn't used my phone all day. So I don't know how somebody charged it to my account. That's $56. I mean, I live off of a set amount of income, so I ain't going to buy nothing for $56, especially not something that I'd have to make payments on. It wouldn't make sense.
Okay. So which one did you want to go through? Did you want to go through our frauds here?
Yeah, because I want my full amount because I didn't authorize nothing.
Okay, provide me a few seconds while I input that information, please.
Okay. I ain't putting my dogs up because he's scared of a fucking dog. You know these dogs ain't coming on that fucking street. No. Stay.
Hey, why you got to come down here?
How the hell you scared of a fucking German Shepherd? Really? I wish one of them bitches would come out that fucking yard. I'd shoot one of them. Them dogs won't never leave this fucking yard. I ain't driving that shit off. You better drive it off. What, that white one? 25.
All right. Thanks for patient waiting, sir. While the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account has been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it.
All right. Well, that's all I can do for you. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.